Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we spoke about how Torah is the Maisa Krisis Bris between us and God, and therefore we were learning Torah even before we were actually given the command to learn Torah, because it's not just the fulfillment of the Bris, but rather it's the Bris itself, as we spoke about in the previous shiur, at a little bit of length in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim and Siman Hey, the Kol HaPaskins, Ki b'chol mokom shadam kore et shem havaya b'kriyat ha'adnut. Whenever you read Shem Yudke Vovke, but you read it Adnus, as we do, the Kavana has to be as you read it. In other words, Adonai Kol Adnus. Except in Shema Yisrael. In Shema Yisrael, you have to have Kavana for Hoya Hoy Viviye as well. And what this means is as follows, that the Gemara in Pesachim tells us in Daf Nun, V'Hashem L'melech HaKol Eretz B'Emil HaShem HaChad HaShmo Echad, what God's name is in one now, what he means in one in the future. So the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, Hashem's name is written one way and pronounced another. It's written Yudke Vovke, it's pronounced Adnus. But Olam Haba, it's all going to be one. It's going to be written and pronounced Yudke Vovke. And it also says in the Gemara, and Hashem Echad, that in Olam Hazeh, and Besuris Tovus, you say Atoiva Metiv, and Shmuas Roz, you say Daina Emes, Olam Haba, it's Atoiva Metiv in Gansen. אז יוצא לנו מכללות הסוגיה שהנהגה בכפילות הקיום של טוב ומתי ודיין או אמס תוליה בכפילות הכתיבה והקריאה של שם הוויה. It comes from the sugya that we have this two tracks of טוב ומתי ודיין אמס, the good and the bad. It's contingent on the duality of the writing, that we write God's name one way and we read it in a different way. And that's the explanation of the Gra, that even though normally Kavanas Hashem goes after the Kriya, the Adnus, Adonai Kol, nevertheless, in Shemus Shema Yisrael, the Kavana is Kefi HaKsive. The Kavana is as it is written. What do you mean the Kavana is as it is written? Because it's true. In other words, Yudke Vavke, you have Kavana V'Hoyahoy V'Viyah as well. When you read the Shem Adnus and Shema, when you read Shema Yisrael Shem, that Hashem and Hashem Echad is Hayavi as well. And that's because Mitzad Kavanas Perish Hamilim, you read the Kavanas like the Kriya. Nevertheless, Perish Inyan Mechayiv as Kavanas Haksiva Shelo B'Shevach HaAchdus Anu Atzukim U'Meforashu B'Gemara Shegilui Midat HaAchdut Mechayivu Et Achdut HaKriya V'Aktiva Shel Shem Havaya. As we're talking about Achdus Hashem, So since we're talking about Achdus Hashem, you have to be Ma'ached the Kavanas. Kri and the Ksiva are one. So Memela, when you're reading Shem Adnus, you have to be Ma'ached the Kriya and the Ksiva, that it should be written and pronounced the same way. We obviously can't pronounce it. It's very serious, but at least we have that Kavana. And therefore, it's not going to be two tracks anymore. It's just one. We're trying to get to that place of Achdus. So we have Kavana for both, and that brings to the Achdus between the Kri and the Ksiva. So from what we learned in the first shiur, we can understand the Sheet of the Gra in a deeper way. Because what we learned was that the Shleimus Kabbalas Ma'achu Shemayim of the Pasuk Shema Yisrael is not expressed in this Pasuk alone, but rather that the Shema Yisrael is an affirmation of the Maimer of Anochi. Right? We said Hashem Elokeinu is Anochi and Hashem Echad is Lo Yelecha. This Maimer of Anochi, when we heard this Anochi, it was Hashem Kiksivaso. Hashem didn't say Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He didn't say Anochi Ada Elokecha. He said Anochi Shem Havaya, expressed, pronounced as it's written, Elokecha, and obviously with a hey. And Adarabba, if not for the fact that Hashem was Mashmiya his Shem Kiksivaso, it wouldn't be possible to have Krisis Bris through the Maimer of Anochi. The whole ikar of this bris is that it's mevatel gzeiras hamitzah, because that's what it says. If they're not keeping the bris, achein ka'adam t'mutzah, Right? We got the Torah, we're supposed to live forever, but when we're made for the bris, then we have to die. Because the bris encompasses all, as a pasuk Tehillim, right? You know, the bris encompasses all of the time periods until Bittul Gzeiras HaMisa. And this bris is ideally psikas zoama, right? It stops the impurity that was put into Chava by the Nochosh and death, and now it's just going to have life. So the bittul of the Gzeir of Misa is the bittul, is the nullification of the Anhag of Dayin Emes. We see in the Gemara Pesachim that the bittul of Anhag of Dayin Emes is telling the Achdus of Ksiv and Kriya. So it's Gevaldik. We're in our Sinai, we want to be Mevatel the Gzeiras Misa. The way to be Mevatel the Gzeiras Misa is to be Ma'achei the Kriya and the Ksiva. And Memela, the Maimor of Anochi, has to be said as it is written. Shem Havaya. Read out as Yud and then Ahei and then Avov and then Ahei, and not as Adnus. So Memela, we're saying Shema Yisrael, which is parallel to that Anochi Hashem Elokecha of Maimor of Sinai. Avada, we have to have that Kavana of Shem Havaya as well. In other words, we have to have the Kavana of the shame that the kavana should be like it's written, right? It's written yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey, and we also have that kavana, and that's a symbol of achdus Hashem. It's like lasid lavo. It's only going to be one. It's only going to be one name. It's not going to be dynamis anymore, because that whole matzav of dynamis is only in this world. So that's why we have it's written one way and spelled another. But lasi lavo, it's going to be written. It's going to be written one way and pronounced another. And it's written one way and pronounced another. But lasi lavo, it's going to be written and pronounced in the same way. So Mimele, we try to have that kavana. We have that kavana of yud and then a hey and then a vav and then a hey, as it's written, and that's the one name, and that symbolizes lasid labo, which is bittul gzeiras hamitzah, which is what the Anochi is trying to bring us to. This bittul gzeiras hamitzah, where there's only atova ametiv, and that's again going to be achieved lasid labo, and there's only one name of havaya, and it's not going to be read differently. It's not read one way and written another. And again, the Shema Yisrael parallels the Anochi. So now we understand in a Tifer Oifim the Shita of Mo'orinenu Rabban Shekol Yisrael Agro. And it's Mefurish in the Gron Ksubis 111. Anybody uses the light of Torah gives him life. Anybody doesn't use the light of Torah, the light of Torah doesn't give him. In other words, when you learn Torah, Torah is Tchias HaMeisim. Ki tala rois talecha. Veritzer fayim tapio. So all the mitzvah ma'isim in the world don't give you Tchias HaMeisim, only Torah does. Because no mitzvah was a klisha as b'yosha kadosh baruch hu lifal ha'yodas ma'isa krisis bris. Lo nizgala kadosh baruch hu b'torah as oisem ma'isa shal krisis bris ala ach v'rak b'sha shalimei Torah li'Yisrael. This limud is ma'ase yodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah krisis bris. So how did Hashem make the bris? Anochi v'lo yelecha. Dos is del bris. And what's anochi v'lo yelecha? It's Torah. So if we don't have Torah, there's no Tchias HaMeisim. Because there's no bris without Torah. And obviously, Tchias HaMeisim comes about because we have the special bris with Hashem. So we keep Shabbos, we do bris milah. These are all outgrowths of the bris. They're kiyumim of the bris. But the etzem ha-bris was made by Torah. And who made that? Hashem. When we do bris milah, we do bris milah. When we keep Shabbos, we keep Shabbos. But when because of it, the bris that Hashem made, but how did Hashem make the bris with Torah? And the bris of Limud HaTorah, the bris was created by Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah for the sake of Krisis bris. And that's the Nekudas HaTamtzis that we've been trying to present in this Maimer. And that is that Mitzvah Talmud Torah, there's a a level that's elevated above the surface. Above the surface of regular mitzvahs. So you have the surface of mitzvahs, and that's where the bris is nitfas, that's where the bris grabs hold. But the etzem ha-pul of yitziras ha-bris, kriyas ha-bris, was only done through the pool of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'maseu shel Talmud Torah, alei hashmat anochi, ba'ashmat anochi zo ba le'olam b'gilui, shem havoya b'ksivasa. So this was done through the pool of Hashem, in this Maisa Krisis Bris, which is on a higher level. That's where it all started. And that's a Maisa of Talmud Torah, but being Mashmi Anochi. And when he's Mashmi Anochi, he did it with Hashem, with God's true name, which is only one Mahalach, not two Mahalachim of Kri and Ksiva. But one Mahalach, that Kri and Ksiva are the same. And therefore, there are no more two Mahalachim in the world of Dynamis and Atova Meitiv. It's only that, it's only Atova Meitiv. And obviously, if there's only a Tova Meitiv, there's this bitul Gzeres Misa. All the Misa in the world is a dynamis, right? So we understand the Sugin Ksubis, that all the mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim aren't going to help us for Trias HaMaisim. Because Torah is the Guf Krisis HaBris. And with that Krisis HaBris, there was a bittul of the Anhag of Dayan Emes, because it was only given with God's true name, with Shem Havaya. It's pronounced as written. That's the light of Trias HaMesim. And the Mela, it's only when we learn Torah, which is we receive this Shem Hashem in one form, not in two, that we have Trias HaMesim, because that's the bittul of Anhag of Dayan Emes, and that's our bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have this Talmud Torah that we learn from God, which revealed to us this one name of God that's Mevatel Dayan Emes, and Mamela, that's going to be the way to Trias HaMesim. And Bryce and Sota, the Chof Aleph, where we've discussed many times, Aver Mechabe Mitzvah and Aver Mechabe Torah. Shenem Ramayim, I hope we discussed it a few times. Shenem Ramayim, Rabbi Loichu Lechabas is Ahava. And an Avera can extinguish a mitzvah, but not a Torah. Because it says that Mayim Rabbim can't be Mechabe, the love. The Mefarshim say that the Tan understands that this Mayim Rabbim Loichu Lechabas Ahava is referring to Africa to turn out to other mitzvahs. Because the Pasuk concludes, Azakamav is Ahava. Strong as death is love. And therefore water can't extinguish the love. And that's Talmud Torah. But how do we see from Adza Kamavis Ahava that we're talking about Talmud Torah? So here, we have to be Makdim HaKdama, that we learn from the Mekubalim. And this Hanacha says, this assumption says, that there's a deep difference between the Schar of Mitzvah Maiz Nidol B'chalal and that of the Mesiris Nefesh, of Moiser Atzma Lemitza Al Kiddush Hashem. There's a difference between the Schar of general Mitzvah Maiz and Tovim and that of the Mesiris Nefesh of the Moser Atzma Lemisa Al Kiddush Hashem Yisbarach. Because B'klalius Inyan Shal Kabbalas Eschar, we say that Eschar Mitzvah B'Hayom Aleka. And this means that there's no koach in all the Kinyan Ha'Elam Hazeh to L'Shamesh Sechar L'Otzei Mitzvah V'Chol Zeh U'B'Chai Alma. V'Lumat Zot Ishlam Shnei Matzavim Shebem Yesh Makom L'Kabbalat Sechar. V'Matzav Echad B'Lom Min Hashemot B'Gan Eden V'Matzav Sheni V'Matzav Shal Achri Ta'amim. So, there are two matzavim. One matzav is in the Olam HaNeshamas in Gan Eden, and the other matzav is that of Achris Hayamim, the Olam Shekulo Aruch, and Tchias HaMeisim. So, the Mekubalim teach us, L'gabei HaMoser Atzma L'Misa HaKadosh Hashem Yisbarach, even Gan Eden is included in the High Alma. Even Gan Eden is included in this world. Even Gan Eden is not enough schar for somebody who's moisir himself l'misa. Only Olam Shekulo Aroich, that he's going to get the schar there. And the explanation of this assumption is that Yitzuras Adam is dafka chibur guf and nefesh. Olam haneshamos in Gan Eden. There's no Yitzuras Adam because there's no guf. And since the rule of Matan Schar is midah keneged midah, well, if you're Moshe Atzmo Lemisa Kiddush Shema, so you're mevatel Yitzuras Adam lechvod koina. The only way to give you midah keneged midah is Tchias HaMesim when the Yitzuras Adam is going to come back of chibur guf and nefesh. So it emerges that even though it's mafurish in the sugi and ksubas that besides Torah, mitzvah ma'isim tovim don't have the koach to bring to tchias ha'meisim. Nevertheless, mesiris atzmo lemisa al kiddush Hashem eina nechlelet b'hach klala. Ki al kein kiddush Hashem shel mesiris atzmo lemisa mechayevu ba'atzmusa yisraelim shekulo arach shel tchias ha'meisim. You know, we see in the sugi and ksubas that besides Torah, mitzvah ma'isim tovim can't bring to tchias ha'meisim, but if you're moiser atzmo lemisa al kiddush Hashem, that's a different story. That's not included in that klal because Kiddush Hashem and Mesiris Atzmo Lemis is Mechayiv that there's going to be Schar in the Olam Shekulo Aruch B'Tchias HaMeisim. And with Bnei Kein Nidreshet Hi Adrasha Al HaPasuk Ki Azak HaMavet Ahava Al Talmuda Shel Torah Ki Achein Nimtza Kan Sad HaKesh Bein Ahavat Torah Uven Uben Mesirut atzmo lemita al kiddush shemo. So now we understand why Azakam Avos Ahava is talking about Talmud Torah. Because here we have an equation between Avos Torah and Mesiris atzmo lemisa al kiddush Hashem. That's Azakam Avos Ahava. Only these two, Talmud Torah and kiddush Hashem, are the Mesiris atzmo lemisa. Heim asher yesh b'koichem lahagia ad oro shel tchiyat amitim. Those two things give us tchiyas ha'meisim. The first, Adei v'shinante ma'amr b'parash Shema, which is the Kabbalah of Krisis Bris, Begilu Shem Aksiva. That's Mevatel and Haggis Dain Emes, right? The v'shinantem we spoke about. That's the Talmud Torah. That's the Krisis Bris that we had with Hashem, where we were given the Shema, where God's name is pronounced as it's written. And there's only one Mahalach, and that's Mevatel Gzeres Misa. And the other, that the person is most himself lemisa for l'shem Hashem is that he's zochet to the schar when there's a chibur again of the guf and the nefesh, of the guf and the nefesh. So that's how the Tana learned that even though avera mechaba mitzvah and avera mechaba Torah, because mitzvah and averas are included in the divrei habris. Averus begedu zelu mazeh of the mitzvah, but Talmud Torah created the bris. And memela, the averus not begedu zelu mazeh shel Talmud Torah. It's in a different level. So the avera can't be mechaba the yor of Torah. Because the yor of Torah comes from a much higher place that created the bris. It's not merely a fulfillment of the bris. It's not the kuf divrei bris, but it's the etzem bris. It's the yitziras bris. It's what created the bris, and that's higher than any avera. So an avera can't extinguish that. So that's why ma'im rabim lo yichlu l'chabos. And that's why we darshan it about Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is that avera can't be mechaba Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is above any avera. Avera is part of the guf divrei habris, in contrast to the mitzvahs. But Talmud Torah actually created the bris. And the Mela and Avera can't extinguish that. And so we darshan, therefore Chazal understood that when it says, Ka'aza kamavis ava, that Mayim can't be, all the waters can't extinguish, all the Averas can't extinguish, it must be referring to Torah. Because Torah is above the Kiyum Divrei HaBris. Just like, and it's shaykh to the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim, of Bittul HaMisa, just like the when one is Moser Atzmo the Lamus Al Kiddush Hashem, it's also above this world. It's in the world. It can only, it's shaykh to the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim, because there has to be Schar and the Guf and the Nefesh together. So it's amazing how Hashem worked it out. Not that I understand Darchei Hashem at all, obviously, but we're living in a time there. Two Chalakim in Klal Yisrael. I mean, there are more than two Chalakim, but the two Chalakim of young men, the young men who are being Moser Atzmo Lamisa and Al Kiddush Hashem. And we hope that they stay alive, but they're certainly risking their lives. And for that, they get a special Tchiyas HaMeisim. And for those who are learning Torah, you also get a special Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's the only way to get the Tchiyas HaMeisim. So Hashem makes sure that everybody gets it, and of course those who support it, both the people protecting us and being Moser and Gufa Malkiddush Hashem, and those being Moser Nafshim Al Tamei Torah. So that's Zakat them and their those supporters to Tchiyas HaMeisim, Sush Bizach and Mirtz Hashem Bekarav. Okay, this was the second shiur in the series. We still have more to talk about, Eidar Hashem. So please, please, please stay tuned. I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.